The Enchanted Horse. Part 1. It was New Year in the city of Shiraz in Persia. The city square was full of people. The king and his family were there too. There was music and dancing. There were fire eaters and snake charmers. And of course, there was a lot of delicious food and drink. Suddenly, an Indian man appeared in front of the king. He had a beautiful horse with him. It was made of black wood. The Indian spoke to the king.
Your Majesty, this is a very special horse.
Really?
Said the king.
Why is it special? What can it do?
It can fly, Your Majesty. When I press this little button on its neck, it flies up into the air and takes me where I want to go.
Your horse is certainly a very special horse,
said the king.
I'd like to have it for myself.
I'll sell it to you, Your Majesty.
And what's the price?
Asked the king.
Your daughter. I want to marry your daughter,
replied the Indian.
That's a very high price for a horse.
It isn't a high price for a horse that can fly, Your Majesty. Try it, and you'll see for yourself.
Let my son, Prince Firuz, try the horse,
said the king. Prince Firuz immediately jumped on the horse's back and pressed the button on its neck. The horse flew up into the air, into the clouds, and disappeared. The king was very angry.
Where is my son?
He shouted.
Bring him back.
I can't,
replied the Indian. The king ordered his guards to put the Indian in prison.
My guards will kill you if Prince Firuz isn't back in 3 months,
he said. Meanwhile, the horse and the prince flew higher and higher. The prince was happy. He enjoyed flying on the horse. Then it began to get dark.
It's late,
he thought.
I must land.
He looked carefully at the horse's neck and saw another little button. He pressed it, and the horse landed on the terrace of a beautiful white palace. He got off and looked around him. There was a small door in the corner of the terrace. He opened it and saw some stairs. He went down them and into a long hall with many doors. There was a light under one of them, so he opened it. 6 guards were asleep on the floor. The light was coming from a lamp in another room behind a curtain. Prince Firuz moved the curtain and looked in. He saw a big sofa and some women asleep around it. On the sofa, there was a very beautiful girl. Prince Firuz touched her arm gently, and she opened her eyes.
Don't be afraid,
he said.
I'm the son of the king of Persia. I don't want to hurt you. I'm lost and in danger.
I'm the daughter of the Sultan of Bengal,
said the princess.
Don't worry. You're safe in my palace.
Then she called one of her maids and said to her,
Give the prince some food and a bed. We'll talk in the morning.
The princess thought about the handsome young prince all night. The next morning, she put on her most beautiful dress and finest jewels and went out into the garden. Prince Firuz was there. He told her his story.
Dear princess, I must return home to my father,
he said.
He doesn't know that I'm here.
The princess was sad when she heard this.
Can't you stay for just 2 more days?
She asked.
I'm lonely here. My maids and the palace guards are my only companions.
The prince looked at the sad face of the beautiful princess of Bengal and decided to stay.